Welcome to this podcast.
Water Polo Expert Talk. Get the insights. So, welcome to the next episode of the podcast here. And today we have, again, a special honor to welcome a new guest to the podcast. Andrea, welcome to the podcast and thanks for taking the time today. Maybe at the beginning, I would like hand it over to you. So for a short introduction of yourself, welcome again.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be in the podcast. My name is Andrea Perlajinović. I am playing water polo for almost, I would say, around 30 years already since my start in Herceg Novi. Started very early with water polo when I was 6, and then practically stayed all my life in connection with this beautiful sport. So I was a Serbia national team player for a long time. Around 15 years in senior part. Before this, I played in junior national teams, and I played for several clubs around Europe: Jadran, Herceg Novi, Partizan Belgrade, Red Star Belgrade, Proreco, Szolnok, and OSC in Hungary, Marseille in France, and now I'm part of Radnički Kragujevac, the actual champion of Serbia and last year EuroCup runner-up.
Yeah, so yes. A lot of stations
during career. yeah, lot of interesting details and countries that I've been living, and also I played also in Brazil, but it was short-term experience. I spent in 2010. I spent 2 weeks in Rio de Janeiro playing for Fluminense.
Okay. Yeah. So 2 weeks is really, in fact, a short period of time.
Yeah. Yes. Malta. Sorry, I forgot Malta. I spent summer of 2023 in Malta. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. I forgot this station. So I played summer league for Slema in Malta. 2023.
Yeah. So when you have really such a long career with all the different clubs in different countries and different areas of the world, so it's not easy to cover, or maybe to not to forget on the past one or two stations. When your teammates, for example, all over the clubs would describe you as a person, what would you say, maybe with two or three words, what would they say about you?
That you should ask some of them, but briefly, I would say dedicate, passionate, and what could be the third word? First two for sure, and probably for some of them, inspiring. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yes. Maybe over the last couple of years, then for most of them, inspiring in some terms. I saw, which goes also in the same direction, a quote on your Instagram profile, which is saying, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. So maybe this goes on in the same direction, what you mentioned with dedication.
That's true. I'm completely on this sentence.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, so I think that's really then also some kind of a result or learning then from all your current stations so far all over the world. You already mentioned that you played for Serbia several years in the unions, also in the senior team, national team, at the very beginning. So it's each time very interesting how people come in touch with water polo, especially in your area of Montenegro, Serbia, so the area where water polo has a different standing, maybe, as in other countries. how was it to grow up around your area with the water polo? What was your first coming touch with the as you mentioned, wonderful sport of water polo?
It's really specific area, especially the this part of Montenegro, Boka Kotorska, Boka Bay. So it's Kotor, and Herceg Novi are two close cities, 50 kilometers distance, but the rivalry is huge and it's there for almost a century. This rivalry inspired the young generations to start to train, and we just tradition and rivalry, of course. And we got as a kids, we got wish to succeed in this sport. We are watching the very good players when we are kids every day. We can watch them on the pool. Some of them were Olympic medalists, world champions, etc. So for us, it was, they were like idols, and it's part of, I would say, life tradition that every kid try at least to train water polo. So it's like in some other countries, maybe it's hockey or handball or some other sports in this area of Montenegro, especially on the coast side close to Croatia, it's water polo. It's really like a very important part of tradition.
Do you also have some history in terms of only swimming, or do you start really from the first day with playing water polo?
I started with swimming when I was when I was four, something like this. Mm-hmm. So, but I had in family also. The my family is connected with water polo. My father played also. He played also for national team of Yugoslavia in the 60s. He was a member, mm-hmm. and he almost went in Tokyo Olympics 64. So he was on the last stage of preparation for 64 Olympics. So that was for me very interesting that I went in Tokyo 2021.
Do you have any conversation with your or talks with your or discussion with your father then?
Before, we discussed a lot about this, but that's something that I really really appreciate, that he never pushed me in water polo. So it was from the first day, it was my decision to play, to go and train, to stay hours in the water and to sacrifice. So that was something that I really admire about his relation with me since I was a kid.
Yeah, so especially when he's also playing or coming from the water polo area, saying, okay, it's my son, I would like to, let's say, from a father's perspective, assist him or give him some advice. But there's also the other area, kids, which is not really the case, that it's only an advice. It comes, as you mentioned, a little bit of pressure sometimes, when the father it's not really intended to give pressure, so it's only an advice.
A lot of parents, unfortunately, making these mistakes about pushing and putting too much pressure on their kids.
This maybe also when you train with your kids or with young kids today, is this something you see in your coaching activities related to parents today?
Some of them, yeah, unfortunately, but... It should be like banned from the coach at the really beginning. Otherwise, it can bring bad consequences on the mm-hmm. development of this kid.
You mentioned that it was during your early days in your water polo career, where easy to watch all the yeah, good players during the days. Is it today also for the kids then so easy to see the good players from today around your area, to watch them and to get inspired by them?
I would say
really
yes.
Also
I would say yes.
Point.
Yeah. In this area, water polo players are still very popular and well known. So, and they are, how can I say, reachable for the kids, mm-hmm. which is important.
So, as you said, which is important, yeah, really to be not only somewhere on the TV screen or somewhere in the live stream in the internet. So when I come from this area and I live there, though, I have to be available, reachable uh-huh. for the kids. Uh-huh. Are there any, or was there any moment in your early days career where you say, okay, I have really the potential to be a professional player somewhere in the future?
I would say sometimes around 13, 14 years old, maybe I had first time that idea on my mind that I could be even a potential, I could be maybe a one day a national team player playing on the most important water polo championships. So, yeah, I would say around this age, and I would, from this moment, I already before, but from this moment, I started really to follow, to watch all the games and this and videos. It was not so much videos in our time like today, but so, I remember the El Cuervo, the website that was one of the first who put these highlights and videos from goals from many matches.
So which is, as you already said, more or less very easy today. Yeah, so
it is.
It was this also when you say, okay, back in your early days in your water polo career, that would be something which helps you, inspire you a little bit more, let's say, when you have all the material and all the sources available, which are available today?
If it depends how you use it today.
Exactly. Yeah.
Everything is reachable, but I don't see kids are watching so much water polo like I did when I was their age. So they got all the possibilities to find on YouTube or find on the many other platforms, goals, games, movements of water polo players. But I don't think they are so much interesting like we had. Like we was.
What was your first club you played for on on the transition between
senior
beginning?
Jadran Herceg-Novi.
Ah, okay. So, what was your first club then on the professional area?
That was Jadran. Yeah. I step up from junior team to senior team at the age of 15, 16, I would say, and then I stay there for next 3 years.
How was it for you to go in the senior team then, coming from the juniors?
It was a nice period for Jadran. It was a great team. I had many nice memories about this period from 16, age of 15 to 19. And I would say that's something when I was really into to do it and really motivated to succeed in this what I was doing. So for me it was mostly pleasure, even if there were some tough moments, of course, but I enjoyed every moment of this progress and of this process.
Yeah, so even when you mentioned that there are also not only good times, yeah. So there are also some periods of hard times and hard decisions and hard moments. This is something which comes up really over the last couple of podcasts with all the guests here, where the consequence or the result is that you learn more out of the negative things or not so good moments, that you come then in another mood and say, okay, I learn from this maybe, and then I succeed at the next time. It's not so good to win everything.
No.
But in the moment you lose something, it's not so easy. But after that, the benefit of out of the lose is very high then.
It's very true. So one coach, basketball coach, said once, I remember, there is only one thing worse than lost. And they ask him what? To win the game. Because when you win, you are satisfied with yourself. For the future, it's not good. When you lose, you try to be better day by day. And that's pretty much true about hard moments, about lost matches. It's always the motivation to go forward.
Yeah, so which is, by the way, maybe also a point for the young generation today, yeah, so that it's also, as I mentioned before, not so good to have only one strong team in the league, for example. Yeah, so okay. They win everything without any goals against them, whatever. So it's better to have a balanced league of several teams, and then you also learn at the very beginning of your water polo career also to lose a game. Yeah, so which is a very important thing for young kids today.
I agree. I definitely agree. It's important to for development of the players, especially young players. It's very important to play with this either similar level of with against the players that are better, the teams that are better than you are. So that's the key. It's natural, the way of it's like you finding actually the way how to beat someone that maybe in that moment is better than you technically, physically. Yes.
With this experience, you come to the next tournament maybe, and there are teams which are better. Yes, and maybe the team might have a problem then at this point. You mentioned the early days of your career. Are there any special memories you have really from your one or two first stations of a national or professional water polo player? So are there any memories from the beginning where you say, okay, these are memories or very important experiences for you, which are also very important for your development over the last years?
I would say my childhood was very important for development and for my entire career after. Because I was spending, especially during the summer, so much time in the sea, in the water, and playing all kind of games, and of course having a ball and shooting not only on the goals but everywhere around. So I was lucky, and my together with my friends, my generation, we were lucky. We had a lot of more hours than some guys in other country to explore water polo and games in the water with the ball, and many kind of them without ball. So that was something that I think made a great, I would say it's very deeply inside me, this childhood and this period that I was really enjoying hanging around with my friends and teammates all summer.
Yeah, so which absolutely makes sense. Yeah, so this might have an impact on your career.
That was impact because number of hours in that age you cannot recover after. I mean, in this, I would say developing ages, like from 10 to 17, 18, you cannot recover after, because we had much more hours than.
So you really build the foundation then, during these days, and there is nothing you can do.
Yes.
I don't know, it's at true. 17, 18, 20, then it's too late. for most of the things.
It's too late for most of Yes, it's true.
Yeah. You mentioned that, or we mentioned that you at the over the last couple of years really spent so many years in different countries, different clubs all over Europe, including Brazil. Are there any, or what was the station which is maybe the best, or also the difficulty or the problematic one? Not problematic is maybe too strong, but not so easy when you come there. if there any club,
I wouldn't say there is some kind of club that I was feeling some kind of periods. Okay, there were periods that I like it less and like more, but I'm looking now from this perspective. I'm looking now like part of maturity. I don't know. This is like it was very interesting, as I said, to visit so many countries, to live in different countries, different culture. That's something that really helped me to develop also like a person. And all of these adventures that I had brought me something, and I have influenced me in some way. So I wouldn't change a lot if I could.
Yeah. So which club or which station really influenced you the most, maybe?
I mean, maybe the Partizan, this period when I went there from Herceg-Novi, the small town. I went to Belgrade, and Partizan was really serious that moment. And I was in this period. I found there my colleagues, my generation from national junior team. So we got together, and we spent like 5 years of 5 years together playing for Partizan national team at the same time. Not just this, really. We were doing all these things together outside of pool as well. So I had really nice memories from this period, and that's most of the players that made all these historical results with Serbia national team. So I would say some foundation, some nucleus we created in this period from 2006 to 2011. This in this 5 years in Partizan.
You already mentioned Porreco in Italy. When somebody is talking about Porreco, it's every time really the best of the best. Which it is in most of the cases during the last couple of years. How was it then for you playing for such a club with the history and also with all the titles around? Was it also something special also during your days in Porreco?
Yes, but I came from Partizan, so it's Partizan from the moment when I came in Porreco. Partizan was the historically most successful club. So I came from one big club to another big club. So for me, it was not such a big change.
Okay, and
but of course, Porreco is one of the probably now, especially next last 20 years, the best club in the world, most colorated club, most famous club around the world. So yes, and it was for me, it was a dream to go in Porreco one day. So that's the dream came true.
Yeah. So which is always good when a dream comes true.
Yeah.
And all these clubs and all the different countries, there are also different levels of the league, I guess. What was your experience about the level of the different countries and the leagues? So Italy, Hungary, Serbia, for example, or France?
Depending on the periods. When I was in Serbia and playing for Partizan, we were really dominating the championship. Mm-hmm. When I was in Red Star, the championship was amazing. We had some great rivalries during these 2 years, 2012, 13, 13, 14, during two seasons. And there was really, really, I was really enjoying playing that league. After we played in, after I played in Italy, the championship was interesting, but we were, I would say, stronger than the others. Hungary was really interesting. I would say most, for me, maybe the most equilibrated league mm-hmm. that I ever played in my career. And the France mm-hmm. was Marseille, I would say. They were some nice games. They were some close games, but at the end we were dominating and we were always much better than the others.
Yeah, so as I understand it correctly, so the most competitive league then, or the most closest league, was in Hungary?
Yes, yes. In my area, yes. Especially when I was playing in Szolnok, I would say yes.
Cool. So when we are leaving the area of the club activities okay. and club career, okay. regarding the national team career. So you mentioned in the beginning, so I mentioned, I don't know if you mentioned it at least, gold medalist of Olympia, several times European championship winner, world champion. So are there any titles you missed in your career? Not so far, not so much.
Practically, no. Yeah, practically, no. Not any titles.